Hi-ho, good neighbor.
You could go say hi to him, too, you know.
Yeah, but he's your neighbor.
Well, no, he's your neighbor as well.
You've just been invited to spend the evening in a two-bedroom hot house with the cool pigeon sisters.
Yes, the neighborly theme right here in the movies, because it is Friday. Please, we talk to Kristen Meinzer, culture producer of The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Rafer Guzman, also film critic for Newsday and co-host of the podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hi, John.
So this neighborly theme is throughout the movies, but we will dispense with that and talk about the two releases this weekend, something we didn't get to last week because of the extraordinary events in Boston. Let's begin with this movie, Pain and Gain. Mark Wahlberg seems to be having some success embracing this kind of, sort of tough, macho character. Here's a clip.
Where'd he go? You see him?
Where the hell is he?
There he is!
You got the wrong BMW?
Two exact BMWs.
I told you to check the license plate.
It was an honest mistake.
No, we thought it was the same car. It looked exactly the same.
I can deal with his impotence. I cannot deal with your incompetence.
Mark Wahlberg began his career showing off his body. He seems to be doing it pretty well here in the middle age. Rafer, what do you think?
Well, this is a true story of a bunch of bodybuilders who turned to crime. That's the kidnapping scene you're listening to there. This all took place in Miami in the mid-90s. It starts out pretty wild, fun, wacky, very dark, kind of a commentary on American materialism and greed. I think it gets really grim and really mean-spirited eventually, and I think the movie ultimately kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. These are real victims and real people we're laughing at.
Kristen?
I have to agree with Rafer on this one. It seemed very mean-spirited, but the thing I had a bigger issue with is it just never seems to end. The story is handed off from one narrator to another, and just when you think that the last narrator is talking, there's another narrator, and it's just on and on and on, and it feels like it's 6 hours. It's only 2 hours, but it's never-ending.
Narration is the crutch of bad directors, I always say.
It is. It is.
What do you think of Dwayne Johnson, The Rock?
I want to say this is probably the best performance of his career. Some would say the first performance of his career, but I really do think he's masterfully funny in this. He's the one real bright spot in this movie to me.
Agreement?
I have to agree. He's a really bright spot in the movie. He plays a sweethearted ex-con who is a born-again Christian, and he's really delightful. But I also think another standout performance is Ken Jeong, who everyone knows best from the Hangover movies. He plays a motivational speaker who has great models. And they include, don't be a don'ter, do be a doer.
Yes.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Let's talk about this movie. Has Diane Keaton and Robert De Niro ever been in a movie together, Kristen?
Oh, my gosh. That is a good question.
Well, here they are.
She cheated on you first.
What?
What?
Why?
Well, what do you mean, why?
What's her up in?
How could you?
I was really very unhappy at that time.
What about me?
Well, I don't really care about you.
I know you don't.
Listen, I don't know what to say. It was practically an accident.
It was a long time ago, it was. And now you all have a wedding to go to. I'm going to call the movers.
God!
I feel so used.
De Niro, Keaton, and Susan Sarandon there, if you recognize the voice. The Big Wedding is the name of the movie. What do you think, Kristen?
Well, this is a ridiculous farcical movie where Robert De Niro and Diane Keaton are ex-spouses who have to pretend to be married for the sake of their son who's about to get married. He's their adopted son. His biological mom is coming to town. She's a strict Catholic. She doesn't like being around divorcees. So it's a ridiculous farcical movie with a really stupid premise. The actors are great, but the premise gets really tired very, very quickly.
So more Meet the Family kind of thing.
Yeah, Meet the Family mixed with a middle-aged sex comedy. Lots of middle-aged sex in this movie.
Good performances, or is everybody just sort of piling up the money in their bank account?
Well, De Niro's always delightful. Keaton is always delightful. And Susan Sarandon's terrific in this movie. But I would say this isn't a movie that you have to see in the theater. I think you're fine waiting for it to be on constant rotation on Oxygen.
My 11-year-old son saw Oblivion last weekend and said, Dad, it's kind of boring. What do you think? It made a lot of money at the box office, Rafer?
Yeah, I'm with him on that. It looks great. Great technology in it. Whirly gliders, armed drones. Tom Cruise is always fun, but it is a draggy film. Takes forever.
And a word, Kristen?
I actually thought it was fine.
All right, there we go.
Fine, she says.
Your complete movie report from Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and the co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.